The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Are you with me this afternoon, Rolene?
I am always with you. In fact, I've been with Chai FM the whole...
Yes, I know. I know.
And I have to say, can we just give it up for Mr. Feldman moderating that with absolute grace.
So you agree with me. You agree with me. We all acknowledge what a difficult position he must have been in. And yet I think in the interest of trying to bring people together, he did a very best effort and to be commended for that.
I totally agree. I don't think that it was a very easy position to be in. It's certainly a difficult one. But, you know, the role of the media, especially the community media, is to facilitate discussion and debate and give parties a platform for very, very robust, as I heard, discussion. Yes. But, and kola kavod to the community as well, that you are open to these very important discussions.
Okay, so let's bring it closer to your home. Tell us what's going on in Israel, what's making the news, and tell us.
Well, let's talk about the big story that's making the news, and that is the normalization deal between the Sudan and Israel. And there are some differences to this deal than there are to those with the UAE and Bahrain. So before we get into that, let's just take a little look at what's happening with Bahrain at the moment. Incredible things. Yesterday, the Knesset ratified into our law books, into our legislation, the treaty voted in, with extreme enthusiasm and virtually unanimous. What has also transpired, and it's very, very, very important because, you know, we tend to look at the bigger picture, peace and commerce and cooperation, but a very important memorandum of understanding signed between Bahrain and the United States, where Bahrain has adopted IHRA. This is the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism, which also recognizes that calling to question Israel's legitimacy as the nation state of the Jewish people, which is what elements like BDS and others who are anti-Israel try to do, is in fact anti-Semitic. And the fact that we have now the second Muslim majority country to take on the definition of IHRA, Bahrain are going a step even further and are committed to the fight against anti-Semitism. This is massively important when you look at the narrative landscape of the Middle East and Africa and how this has played out over the years. And, you know, the only way we're going to get to some kind of peace agreement and normalization is through accepting that, you know, Israel exists. We're not going to suddenly pack up and go anywhere and concede. And, you know, this is a reality. I know that there are many elements out there who don't want that to happen. And, you know, they have all their taglines and, you know, the reality is we're not going anywhere. We're not going to suddenly disappear into the sea. And the only way forward is through peace and normalization. So let's look at the Sudan. On a Friday night, you know, it was basically American time, but Israeli time. It was into Shabbat, the announcement that the Sudan and Israel will formally be normalizing. This has been met with a lot of enthusiasm, a little bit of a difficult moment for Prime Minister Netanyahu as Trump put him on the phone and tried to bring him into the American party politics. We are just days away from that very, very important election on that side. And we have heard it confirmed by the Sudan. Their reasoning for normalizing relations with Israel is economic, and because it does get them taken off the terror list. And Israel, in a show of goodwill, has sent $5 million worth of wheat to help feed the people of the Sudan. Having said that, there are still elements within the Sudanese parliament, within Sudanese society, that are not very pro this deal. But it does send a resounding message to Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and all those parties that there is a recognition of Israel's right to exist in the Middle East. It's not going anywhere. And what's very interesting is the language in these agreements. There's no reference to two-state solutions and Palestinianness and Israel. That there's only reference, and this is with regards to the UAE, with Bahrain, and with the Sudan, there is only reference to towards finding a just solution for all parties. So it's quite fascinating as a political scientist and analyst to see the language that is being used, because language in this region and symbolism in this region is very, very important culturally for all of us.
Just on another issue, or kind of related, Rolene, since all these peace agreements have been breaking out left, right, and center, I've been making a point of trying to read the English news coming out of Bahrain, the UAE, and Saudi Arabia. And it is absolutely fascinating. I mean, some of it is so right-wing that you would think it came from a news source like Arut Sheva. It is just remarkable. I've got something in front of me here. Rape of Al-Aqsa. Saudi lawyer calls to free Jerusalem mosque from Palestinian brats. That is not from an Israeli news source. That is from a news source coming out of the Middle East, out of the UAE. I mean, actually not. It's not. It's out of Bahrain. Who would have thought a Saudi Arabian lawyer using that kind of language?
Well, I mean, that's language that wouldn't even be used here. In Israel. You know, what is very interesting is, in terms of doing the Israel advocacy work, I think many of us are kind of out of a job now, because our friends in these countries are doing a better job than we could ever do. So that's happening. The other thing is, the Palestinians have, unfortunately for them, exposed their very soft underbelly here. The attitude that they have shown towards these countries who have given them billions of dollars in aid, and the complete disrespect that they have shown delegations that have visited Israel, gone to the Al-Aqsa and onto the Dome of the Rock. These are holy sites and very, very precious to Muslims. And the abuse that they've had to handle from these elements has really, really been quite brutal and been quite an eye-opener. And Fleur Hassan Nahum, she's the deputy mayor of Jerusalem. She holds their foreign affairs portfolio. She has said that the focus right now in her office is making sure that all religious sites for Muslims, for what the expected tourists coming in, are absolutely secure, so that they don't have to endure the indignity of being harassed. And also, we can't forget that burning the pictures of the emirs, of the kings of Bahrain, the leaders of the Emirates, the king of the Emiratis, and their flag was profoundly, profoundly offensive and insulting. And the policeman who took the flag and who removed the picture has been lauded in those countries for that. And we're definitely seeing a softening of language coming from the Saudi camp. And what's going to be very interesting is to see who normalizes next. And I know everybody's saying, will it be Saudi? Will it? We have an authority from the Mossad chief negotiator. It could possibly be Oman. So watch the space, because, as you know, we're all playing normalization bingo.
And just one more thing, Rolene, it just strikes me as almost absurd that we have the situation where you're going to have the United Arab Emirates being more pro-Israel than certain elements of the Jewish population in a city like Manhattan. I mean, that's the world we're living in today.
I mean, it's extraordinary. I spend a lot of time on Twitter looking at the type of conversation and some really, really horrendous comments coming from places like Manhattan. Somebody from MSNBC the other day, you know, that they can't, you know, whatever you think about President Trump, even if you don't like him, you have to admit a broken clock gets it right twice a day. They absolutely refused to concede this to him, using words like he's pandering to Netanyahu and whatever issues, you know, they have with Netanyahu. But I will say this, that for the people of, and I have said this, because you know I'm very shy, Simon, I hold that. But for the people of the region, for those of us who live here, for people sitting and in MSNBC and Manhattan in extremely, I'm going to use the P word, privileged positions, condescending and patronizing those of us in the Middle East, it's not being well received by any of us, Bahraini, Emirati or Israeli.
We are out of time, but just let's steal a minute and just talk to me quickly. We can go into more depth tomorrow about COVID and Israel.
Well, our infection rate is coming down, a very, very good thing. And what we do have confirmed is that grades 1 to 4 will be opening on Sunday. That loud whoop of joy you heard was all the parents around. Very, very happy. There is still a discussion whether or not to open up stores and stuff. This time round, a very, very, very cautious government as we move towards lifting our lockdown.
Rolene Marks, gosh, I love speaking to you. Look forward to doing the same again tomorrow.
Likewise, likewise. Try holding me back. You know you're not going to be able to.